In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, and that you are not your own, for you were bought with a price? And so therefore glorify God in your body. In today's reading, Paul reminds us of the supreme importance of our bodies, that they are to be like temples, beautiful, real, the meeting place with God and others. And so Paul warns about the sexual misuse of the body, which is, of course, always relevant. But in our digital age, I think we have another problem. So in our age of screens and artificial intelligence, I think that we're tempted, if you're like me, tempted every single day, every moment, to live somewhere else, in our heads, not in the present moment, not where our feet are planted, not in the relationship that's right in front of us, but in some kind of digital fog of disembodiment and distraction. I was reminded this actually in Armenia. For some reason, everybody's phone in Armenia has the same ringtone and notification sound as my phone. And so I was trying to put the phone away, and I did, but everywhere I went, I heard that sound. And what I noticed about myself is that I instantly went back to work and its problems, and somewhere else, and it was like something that was within me that I didn't necessarily even have control over. I'm conditioned digitally to respond, and it's very hard to turn off. Now, this is, of course, the flip side of something good. It always is. We live in an age of astonishing tools where we can go someplace else, in this case, me to Armenia, but we can still accomplish needed work and stay connected someplace far away. And many people need this for their livelihood. You know, they work remotely. They live maybe closer to family and the ones they love, but they can still make a living virtually. Even this is being live streamed right now, right? So that means that we're using the digital age to come to people who can't come to us and experience it in some way. But there is, of course, a danger in all this, in how we use this great power and tool. There always is. And the danger is too much virtual living can pull us out of our bodies, out of our communities, out of the sacramental life that God has given us to live. Our bodies, which are supposed to be temples, meeting places for God and others, they can become like instruments. They can even become obstacles. Obstacles to being virtually present at all places and at all times, which they were not meant for. So we have to be careful that all of our social media and our virtual meetings and scrolling for content, it can become like ghost living. It really can. We can become scattered across screens and half present in conversations. You've probably felt all of this, divided in attention and tempted to believe that real life is happening somewhere else, over there, on a feed, in a notification. But as you also all know, take in all the content you want digitally and you still feel empty. DM all day and all night, and yet strangely, you still feel disconnected. Somehow, modern life tempts us to be everywhere and nowhere at the same time. That's why Paul's deep wisdom about the glory of the body is important. And that's why each and every week, one of the greatest things you do if you come to Badarak is you actually reverse this trend of disembodiment in our modern society. Because every Sunday, if you think about it, we're called back into our bodies, back into the communal body of the church, which is the body of Christ, we call it, back into our own bodies, back into the here and now. There are no screens in the church, and that is on purpose. And I think you have put your screens aside in church, because we're called fully to be present before God, before one another, and to this very tangible world he created and blessed. And so this all begins with the embodiment which is at the heart of Christianity like no other religion. Not only did God make a material world and call it good and blessed it, he came and entered it himself. So God didn't send his love as an idea or a message, but as his own heart in the flesh, Jesus entered history, took a body with bones and breath and vulnerability, and he walked dusty roads, and he touched dirty lepers, and he wept at tombs, and he broke bread with his friends. Jesus' incarnation is the ultimate lived example of Paul's instruction to glorify God with your body. And so he did. And since God is God, when he does something, it doesn't end, it keeps on echoing forever. And that's why his incarnation, his bodily presence, continues in Sunday communion every week. He said so himself. Take, eat, this is my body, this is my blood. Not symbolically, not virtually, actually. His body and his blood. Real and tangible. Received in our body so that his life may fill our life. And it's not only communion that reflects this, but if you think about it, all of Sunday does. Our worship reflects this. Badarak is profoundly embodied. Our whole selves participate with it. Badarak means sacrifice. We give ourselves in response to God's gift of himself. And it's not we bow, we stand, we cross ourselves, we smell incense, we taste of the Eucharist. It's not virtual, it's actual. It's a true offering and a true communion. And then fellowship follows right afterwards and is deeply connected, right, from this communion. When we gather next door and share a meal and share our trials and share our triumphs and serve together shoulder to shoulder, we become a real embodied place for the Spirit of Christ to dwell, filling and fulfilling each other. And that's how coming to church, I believe, is the antidote, the medicine for the disembodiment of our modern age. And it's tempting indeed for us all to think that there's more somewhere else, that we can be everywhere all at once, and that our life is mediated through screens. But this is stimulation, not communion. And so worship helps us practice embodied presence, that being here as you are is not a limitation, that spending an hour or two with God is not wasted, it's a gift. It's actually the only gift and the primary gift. It's the very arena in which we meet God, come back to ourselves, and into fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. So let us then make Sunday a sacred time without screens, where we can reclaim our bodies as temples of the Holy Spirit, meeting places for God and his children. And let us be here, fully here, because God is here in our worship, in our fellowship. Life is here. It's not virtual. It's abundant, and it's real, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.